A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Moed Katan Daf Yudalid, Moed Katan 14a, pagination is 27. We'll start from the facing page at the bottom. So we're on Yud Gimel Amud Beis 13b, page 26, four lines up from the bottom, the beginning of the new perek. Ve'ilu Megalchim B'moed, and these are the people who are allowed to take haircuts during Chol HaMoed. In other words, normally you're not allowed to take a haircut during Chol HaMoed. We'll see the reason in a moment in the Gemara. But here's a list of people who are valid in their exception to that rule. And it goes as follows. Habam Medinas Hayom, a person who came from a faraway place. He was traveling, it was impossible for him to take care of himself. Presumably his greatest effort was to try to get home in time for Yom Tov. Umi Beis HaShivya, or from captivity. Vayotze Mibeis HaAsurim, or from a jail. Vamanuda Sheitiru LeChachamim, and a person who was excommunicated, who was then permitted. Or a person who had a vow not to take haircuts, and for whatever reason he was able to annul the vow, and now it's possible for him to take a haircut. All of these cases are the category of Elu Megalchim B'moed, permitted to take a haircut during Chol HaMoed. Now, there is a dual consideration over here. Number one, they were not able to take the haircut beforehand, but also these are things that make a splash. They're well known. A guy comes home after months away, so people know that he just got home. A person was excommunicated, a person was in jail. These are examples of a degree of celebration, of change, of awareness in the community, and therefore if he was seen taking a haircut, people would know what's going on, and that is a factor that's going to be considered quite significantly in the Gemara when we try to extrapolate from this other cases, such as a person who was just plain busy before Yom Tov. Would he be able to take a haircut during Chol HaMoed? The answer is no. These cases are unique. Number one, that they couldn't. Number two, that it was well known that they couldn't. The Mishnah also gives us, in this Mishnah, a list of Elu Mechabsim B'moed. People who are allowed to launder their clothing during Chol HaMoed. Same principle. Normally you're not allowed to do laundering during Chol HaMoed, but there are going to be exceptions. And the list begins similar to the haircut cases. Habam Medinas Hayom, a person who came from overseas, on Beis HaShivya, or from captivity, Vayotzim Beis HaAsurim, he was released from jail, Menudo Sheitiru Lo Chachamim, a person who was excommunicated, who now became permitted, they reconciled, V'chei Mishanish Lo Chacham V'hutar, and a person who had a vow of some sort, which was now released. So all of these cases also couldn't do the activity, in this case laundering, before Yom Tov. It's a well-known situation, and we're going to allow him to do the laundering during Chol HaMoed. The Mishnah also adds on a very important case to the laundering list, and that's mitpachos hayodayim, hand towels. And the explanation here is that hand towels, by very looking at them and their usage, they're known to need to be washed and replaced, meaning with fresh towels. So there's a cycle on that, and that's not the same as other laundering that a person can manage with one set, two set, something like that. This really needs to be replaced in an ongoing way, and therefore they are allowed to be laundered during Chol HaMoed, and anybody looking at it understands what a hand towel is and that they're allowed to be laundered. Tosfos, towards the bottom of the page, quotes a Yerushalmi The Yerushalmi says, "Bigdei ktanim mutar lechopsan b'moed." The articles of clothing of children, and this is understood to be ktanim umoluchlochim, children that get themselves dirty regularly. It's not just referring to toilet training, and they're always getting themselves dirty with accidents. We're talking about even young children that they get themselves dirty, overly sweaty, to the point that it needs to be laundered. Anybody looking at these garments understands that they are children's garments, and they're allowed to be laundered, and they're not included in this general prohibition of laundering during Chol HaMoed. Now the Gemara on Yudalid Amud Aleph, our daf, six lines down, gives us a bit of insight into this restriction. The Gemara says, Sha'ar kol oda maitaima asurim. Why are other people prohibited from, for example, taking a haircut? Kedetnan, anshe mishmar v'anshe maimen asurim l'saper l'chabes. People who were designated for their shift in the Beis HaMikdash are forbidden during their shift to take a haircut or to launder clothing. Uvachamishi mutarim epnei kavod haShabbos, except for Thursday, they're allowed to do it because of kavod Shabbos. V'omer Rabba Bar Chana, Omer Rabba Lazar, and over there the explanation was given. My time, a why? Kedei shelo yikonsu l'mishmartan kishehein minuvolim, so that they should not enter their shift looking objectionable. If they know they're going to be away from their job, imagine, you know, like jury duty, public service, they're going to be in the Beis HaMikdash, so they're going to think of it as downtime, and they'll barely make it in time, slide right in, and they figure they'll wash and haircut and bathe, whatever they're going to do it all during this time. So on the contrary, there's a special takana that you're not allowed to do haircuts and laundering during this time, except for Thursday, where we make an exception so that they could prepare for Shabbos. But basically, their mind frame will be it's forbidden, and therefore they'll take care of it beforehand, and they won't enter kishehein minuvalim looking objectionable. Hachanami kedei sheyikonsu l'regel kishehein minuvalim. And the Gemara says that's the same reason over here, that it's prohibited to do these things during Chol HaMoed, because we don't want you to think of it as downtime, and I'll take care of it during Chol HaMoed. We want you to enter Yom Tov fully prepared. Boi Rav Zeira. Rav Zeira asked the following question. Avdalo avedo erev haregel. What happens if a person lost something before Yom Tov, and therefore they were very busy trying to retrieve it? They were just as busy and unavailable to get a haircut as the other people listed in the exception list of our Mishnah. Kevan de Onis Mutter. He's just as much in a situation as they are, so it should be permitted. Odilmo Kevan de la Muchacha Milsalo. The wording of the Gemara is, yes, but it's not apparent. It's not clear to the person watching this situation. It's not apparent that you had a good excuse why you didn't do it before Yom Tov. And therefore, since it's not readily apparent, it should be forbidden. And indeed, Amar Abaye, Abaye says, Yomro kol asrikim asurim srike baisis mutarim. You're not allowed to make designed matzah on Pesach because we're worried it'll become chametz while you're busy doing your designs. So in Pesachim it's discussed, what about a person who develops a mold so that he can instantly form the matzah into funny shapes, designer shapes? And the halacha is that he's forbidden just like everybody's forbidden. We don't make an exception for such a person, and that's the approach that we use by this person, since he's not in an intrinsic apparent category regarding his ones, therefore he is not going to get a special exception for Chol HaMoed haircuts. One of the questions that deserves being addressed is the question of shaving during Chol HaMoed. And it's quite a complex question. We're not looking to issue any major rulings here, but just to appreciate the shaila. The default position, of course, would be that shaving is forbidden during Chol HaMoed because haircuts are forbidden during Chol HaMoed. And it's cutting the hair. The challenge to that, which might permit it, is that the reason you told me haircuts were forbidden was Kedei Shelo Yikanseh L'Mishmartam Kesheheim Menuvalim. A person shouldn't enter their shift or the yomtiv when they are in an objectionable state. The situation, however, by shaving is that even if you shave before yomtiv, which the person certainly did, he still needs to do shaving again during Chol HaMoed. And therefore, while technically it's like a haircut, but if you follow the logic of the Gemara, it would seem that the legislation does not really hold its logic when it comes to shaving. Some therefore say that shaving during Chol HaMoed should be permitted, and they view it more as a hygienic maintenance type of thing rather than a haircut to which this gezeira applied. Again, the default position would seem to be that shaving is forbidden, just like haircuts. It's a form of haircuts, and it's a very nice logic, but it doesn't really have a basis in the Gemara. What's interesting, though, is that although Chol HaMoed in its entirety is forbidden for haircuts, and by extension, we can say shaving as well, but when it came to the Mishmar, the shift in the Beis HaMikdash, there was an exception made, L'Kavod Shabbos. In their case, it was Thursday. In our case, for shaving, perhaps we're just talking about Friday, but there are poskim who extend this idea that we encountered by the Beis HaMikdash shift and say that at least for shaving, even though haircuts is not permitted at all during Chol HaMoed, but perhaps for shaving, we should extend that idea, at least regarding Friday, L'Kavod Shabbos. There's a lot on the topic, but the default position, again, is that shaving is like haircuts, and we would not do that during Chol HaMoed, unless a person gets a specific psak, or is part of a chabura, a group of people that have a mentor who issued such a psak. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.